This is an audio recording of the Ready New York's My Pets Emergency Plan, brought to you by New York City Emergency Management. This guide will help you create a plan for your pet's safety in the event of an emergency. This guide is an interactive workbook where you can construct an emergency plan for your pet. Pets are a part of the family, and their needs should be included when preparing for an emergency. It is important to make a plan by including all necessary supplies in case of an emergency. When you have completed this workbook, it should live in your pet's go bag and should be there in the event that you have to evacuate with your pet from your home. So let's open the workbook and begin your plan. Pets are a part of the family. As members of your family, they should be included in your emergency plan. In the event you are separated from your pet, it is a good idea to place a color photo of your pet here on page 2 of your workbook. Also included on this page are spaces to provide your name, address, phone number, cell phone, and email. This is to ensure that if something should happen to your pet, you will be contacted. This guide is separated into 3 sections. Step 1, make a plan for your pet. Step 2, gather supplies. Step 3, get informed. Now, take a moment to think how emergencies can affect your pet. The first step is to make a plan for your pet. Start making your pet's emergency plan by making a list of emergency contacts. Be sure to keep a copy of this list in your pet's go bag. The workbook provides spaces for you to include the following information: a local veterinarian, their address, phone number, and email address; alternative veterinarian, their address, phone number, and email address; emergency contact, their address, phone number, and email address; a boarding facility, their address, phone number, and email address; a pet-friendly hotel, their address, phone number, and email address; and a local animal shelter, their address, phone number, and email address. Develop a plan. Once you've listed emergency contacts, it's time to develop a plan. This section allows you to record important information about your pet so you can easily access it during an emergency. The workbook provides spaces for you to include information such as your pet's birth date, sex, breed, color, eye color, distinguishing marks, allergies, medical conditions, medication, vaccination history, and pharmacy contact information. It is important that your dog or cat wear a collar or harness, rabies tag, and identification tags at all times. Your pet's identification tag should include your name, address, phone number, and the phone number of an emergency contact. Dogs should wear a license, and for more information about licensing, call 311. For video relay service, call 212-639-9675, or for TTY, call 212-504-4115. To have your pet microchipped, talk to your veterinarian and call 311. For video relay service, call 212-639-9675, or for TTY, call 212-504-4115. A properly registered microchip is highly effective to positively identify your pet in the event that you and your pet are separated. This section also provides spaces to include the following information, such as breed, registration number, license number, and microchip ID number. Know how to evacuate with your pet. If you have to evacuate, think about where you would go with your pet and how you will get there if you have to leave your home during an emergency. This section of the workbook lists the steps for planning an emergency evacuation with your pet. Arrange for family and friends outside of the affected area to shelter your pet. It's also important to identify animal-friendly hotels outside the area. Speak with your local veterinarian, kennel, or grooming facility to see if they can offer safe shelter for your pet during an emergency. To increase your pet's comfort level, practice evacuation plans to familiarize your pet with the process. Legal pets are allowed at all evacuation centers if you are not able to board them. Make sure to bring all supplies for your pet, such as supplies to clean up after your animal. Service animals are always allowed. Be sure to know where your pet's hiding places are, so you can easily find it during an emergency. Keep in mind that a stressed pet may behave differently than normal. If you have to evacuate pets in carriers, pets in carriers are allowed on MTA subways, buses, and trains. If an evacuation order is declared, pets that are too large to fit into carriers will also be allowed on public transportation, provided that those animals wear a muzzle and are controlled on a sturdy leash no more than 4 feet long. When this policy is in place, the city will announce that it is in effect. The following tips are for handling small animals during an emergency. For birds, make sure to transport them in a small, secure carrier. And make sure to minimize temperatures and use a spray bottle for misting in hot weather and a hot water bottle for warming in cold weather. Make sure to keep the noise levels at a minimum and cover the bird's cage to keep them calm. For amphibians and reptiles, make sure to transport them properly. Amphibians should be placed in a watertight plastic bag or plastic container with ventilation holes, while reptiles should be transported in a pillowcase, cloth case, or small sack, or a secure cage. Keep a spray bottle to keep these pets cool, and use a heating lamp to keep them warm and to minimize temperature, lighting, and diet changes. Above all, do not mix species. Other small animals like hamsters, gerbils, and guinea pigs can be transported using a small covered carrier cage or small box to minimize changes to temperature and noise. In the event you cannot get home to your pet, identify a trusted friend, neighbor, or pet sitter to care for your pet in your absence. This person should be familiar with your home and pet. Have a set of keys available, know your emergency plan, and have your contact information. To alert rescue workers that pets live in your home, put stickers on the main entrances of your residence. Be sure to update them every 6 months. Also, make sure to keep your pet's collar, leash, harness, and your pet's go bag in a place that can be easily found. Now that you've created a plan for your pet, it's time to gather supplies. Start by creating a go bag. This should be a sturdy, easy-to-carry container like a backpack or a suitcase on wheels. Be sure your pet's go bag is easily accessible if you have to leave your home in a hurry. Your pet's go bag should include the following items, which are listed in this workbook: a current color photo of you and your pet in the event that you are separated, copies of your pet's medical records, which should include dates of vaccinations and a list of medications they take and why, proof of pet identification and ownership, including copies of registration information such as adoption papers, proof of purchase, and microchip information. Provide a physical description of your animal's distinguishing traits and any other important information about your animal's characteristics and behavior. An animal first aid kit, including flea and tick treatment, and any other items recommended by your veterinarian. Food, water, and dishes for at least 3 days, a collapsible cage or carrier, your pet's muzzle and leash, Note that nylon muzzles should only be used temporarily, as they can restrict a dog's ability to pant. A cotton sheet to place over your pet's carrier to keep them calm. Comforting toys and treats. Provide a litter pan and scoop. Plastic bags to clean up after your animals. This page also includes spaces to list other items your pet may need. In addition to a go bag, you should also create an emergency supply kit that includes pet supplies. Your pet supplies should be in the same location as your emergency supply kit. Include the following items. Pet food. If you use canned foods, include a can opener in your emergency supply kit. Water. Speak with your veterinarian to see how much water your pet would need. Check food and water items twice a year to avoid expiration. Cleaning supplies. This page provides spaces to list any other items you feel would be necessary. This page also includes spaces to add your own important resources and phone numbers. For more information about preparing pets for emergencies, visit nyc.gov/emergency-management or call 311. For video relay service, call 212-639-9675 or for TTY, call 212-504-4115. Thank you for listening and taking the time to prepare your pet.